can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. He got to Jericho and he said, the prophets that were at Jericho, you see, Jericho represents again the first conquest. A lot of people like to just linger around their success. Oh, it got quiet in the house. Where the church mice said? I said, so some like to only stay around their success. Oftentimes, God will have you leave a success. Help me, Holy Ghost. He'll have you sometime give away something that's real dear to you. Uh-oh, it's getting quiet. See, y'all already left at Jericho. I heard you say you wanted the double portion. Well, it didn't come at Jericho. Jericho, he told him to stay there. He said, no, I ain't staying at Jericho. Yeah, we got a lot of successes. We got a lot of good things going on. We blessed. But listen, my life, amen, does not consist in the abundance of things I possess. My life is not staying at Jericho. Where you go, I'm going. I don't know where you're going, but wherever you're going, I'm going. Because we related. I know I got to get something from you. You leaving here, but you got to leave me with something. Come on, somebody. See, we can't just linger around our success. Nor can you just linger around a failure. I like to say God will have you fail forward. You thought it was all over and God just pushed you into another. Man, I thought it was over. No, that's grace. Amen. So he refused to stay at Jericho. Then they got to Jordan. And there Elijah took his mantle. Let me go back to verse number seven, okay, and read. Now, 50 is significant. In verse number 7 of 2 Kings chapter 2, we read, and 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. Now, Elisha and Elijah are standing before the Jordan, and there are 50 prophets looking from afar off. Somebody say 50. 50 is significant. I'll bring that back to you. Now, they've come to Jordan, and let's read on. And Elijah, in verse 8, took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters. And they were divided hither and thither so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. All right, now keep that in mind. He said, if you see me, you got it. If you don't see me, you ain't got it. Let's say that again so that you know. If you see me, you'll get it. If you miss me, you ain't gonna get it. And it came to pass in verse 11, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his clothes and rent them in two pieces. Okay, so they had to cross the Jordan. Elijah had an anointing in his mantle to part the Jordan. Now, the Jordan River is symbolic of a number of things. Number one, you remember when Naaman said, you know, Elisha told him, go dunk in the Jordan. He said, man, listen, the Jordan is dirty. He said, there are rivers in Syria that are clean. Let me go there. But his servants talked him into doing it. And it's dirty. But Elisha hit it with the mantle and parted it, and they walked across on dry ground. The Jordan is a symbol of death. Songs that, when you cross the Jordan, the promised land is the other side of the Jordan, talk of going to heaven, crossing the Jordan, and they didn't ferry across. His mantle parted it, and they went across. But in order for them to cross, he had to die to himself. How many still want a double portion? He had to get past just being saved or circumcised. He had to get past Bethel just going to the church. He had to come, amen, get through Jericho, amen, not just, wallowing in his prosperity or his victories or successes, and then come to a place where he had to die. After all that serving, after all that following, he served 14 years, but in order for the double portion, he had to die to himself. He had to cross the Jordan. Amen. Amen. Let me give you a verse, a portion of scripture for that. In Matthew chapter 16. Get that for me on the screen. Matthew 16, verse 24. How many still want the double portion? All right. Half of y'all still want it. Matthew 16, 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Next verse. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. All right, so there we have it. You're facing your Jordan now. Now, when God says you lose your life, he's not talking about the breath necessarily. It could, to some degree, mean martyrdom. But he's talking about he that, unless a man deny himself, the carnal, fleshly, fearful flesh, except you deny that fellow that's always entertaining unbelief. Except you deny that one, that part of you, that carnal, that fallen nature, and take up your cross. See, you got to nail that joker to the cross. Amen. I said you got to nail him to the cross. It didn't say compromise with him. It didn't say pet the snake. No, nail him to the cross. Amen. Crucify the joker. Amen. Amen. I said crucify him. Amen. Amen. And then take up your cross and follow. Amen. In doing that, we cross the Jordan. It was there that Elijah said, now, you've gone through all the phases. Now, ask what you will of me before I go, and it'll be granted you. And he asked a double portion. I want to show you a couple more examples of the necessity of following out of relationship. Get me Ruth chapter 1 and verse 16. Ruth, the book of Ruth. Now remember, Naomi and Ruth and Orpah. Orpah. Ruth and Orpah were granddaughters, or I'm sorry, were daughters-in-law, and their husbands had passed, and Naomi was headed back to her homeland, and she was trying to tell them to go back. There was nothing she had for them, and that they should just go back and see if they could rebuild their lives. So here's Ruth's. Now she's told Orpah, and Orpah was quick to, you know, give her a kiss and say, "I'll check you later. I'll send you an email, you know. She's on her way." But Ruth said this, and Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after you. For where you go, I'm going. Where you lodge, I'm gonna lodge there. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God." Amen. Next verse. "Where you die, I'll die there too. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also if aught but death part thee and me." Verse 18. "When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her." Sounds a bit like Elijah and Elisha. You see, Elisha was in line for a double portion. Ruth was in line for her Boaz. Are you hearing me? Because she refused to go back. Out of her relationship with Naomi, she was introduced to her Boaz, her kinsman redeemer, her future, her millionaire. Come on, ladies. Listen, there's a Boaz out there. Give me John chapter 6 and verse 53. And then we're going to skip to verse 60 and then verse 66. John 6, 53. Jesus testing his disciples. "Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat of my flesh, or eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." Jesus testing them. See, to the carnal mind, it's like, what? This man crazy. Now, he had already sent them out. They wrought miracles. They came back. Now he's going to drop the bomb on them. I want to see who's for real here. "Now, except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you have no part with me." It's like, can you see him? Give me verse 60. "Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said," this is a hard saying, "this man crazy. Who can hear this?" No, but I ain't hearing that. They had just wrought miracles though. God had sent them out, they came back. See, he was testing their mettle. See, what they didn't have was relationship. Help me, Holy Ghost. See, everything God wants to do is out of relationship. Not just doing, but being. Verse 63. "Many therefore," I'm sorry, "it is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Verse 66. "From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him." How many still want the double portion?
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.